You're listening to the BBC World Service with me, Farai Sebenza, for Sparkle 2005, live from Ouagadougou. La, 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 la. More lalalaling, we are now going straight over to Madagascar. Marie Clemence Peyers has made a documentary about a remarkable group of musicians who played a key role in her country's accession to independence. It's showing here in Ouagadougou tonight. Catherine Fellows caught up with Marie Clemence and asked her to describe the film.
Well, the film is a portrait of the country today. The idea was to do the portrait of the country through the seven members of this very, very famous group in Madagascar called Mahaleo. In the 70s, in 72, actually, they were just, you know, studying at school, high school, seven friends, and they were playing on the Saturday nights, and then the strike, the student strike, started, and their song were used by the strikers for the long weeks of strikes. And people in Madagascar say that those songs were really the starting point of the revolution of 72. People go to the concert and write down their songs. It's like, it became like standard. Every Malagasy knows those songs.
So the lyrics are very important.
Very, very important. Very important, because they're really telling what is Malagasy life. You have songs like the song of the street kids called Lendrema. It was written in 74. You read it today, and you still can. You probably it's one of the best songs I've ever seen about what is to be a street kid, you know, to live in the street and to eat food with the dogs. That's what this song says, which is very violent in a way. But the interesting thing is that those seven guys, they suddenly became very, very famous. And when they were playing, they are still playing in stadium. When they do a concert, I mean, you have 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people coming to.
So the group is still together today?
Still together today, but they're still amateur today. I mean, 33 years after, they're still amateur. And they, each one of them continued to do their studies and their work. So you have today, you have two surgeons, one physician, is it? One was deputy, I mean, from the National Assembly.
A politician.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And three sociologists, and one farmer that works with NGOs for farmers in the countryside. So the idea of the film was to sketch Madagascar through their songs and through their music, and also their everyday life activities. So you can see what's going on in the hospitals, in the assembly, in the, you know, in the meeting with
the agricultural sector.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In everyday problem, you can face them through their activities.
I have to say, I personally love the song called Freedom.
Yes, it is a song written by Dada, who is a neurosurgeon, you say? And Dada has written this song about freedom. It is sung just like a love story. So when it starts, you think he's talking about a woman. And he says, why don't you want me? I want you when my love for you is very obstinate and violent. And you just don't care. Why? So it's a very nice metaphor between this political situation where you want freedom and you don't have it. Mm-hmm.
You say the film paints a picture really of Madagascar today. Could you sum up the kind of image of Madagascar that comes out? I mean, is it a healthy place? Is it still in crisis?
I guess that the film gives an idea that, okay, it is a very poor country. Bekuto, who is one of the musicians, sometimes said, well, in Madagascar we could say that we have our feet in the freezer and our head in the oven. It is really the situation. The situation is very, very bad on the point of view of economics or political. It's not that okay, you know. But the film shows that there are people that are, you know, struggling to do something, even if it's very, very small things, like to have water pump in a small village. It is very, very small thing, but I mean, there is hope. It's really the message, I guess, of the film.
Marie Clemence Baez there from Madagascar, documentary and music still happening here at Fesparco 2005. Kind of glad it's all ending, but there's more to talk about in this program.